As many as 6 journalists received the leak of the CIA operative's name, that according to a story in the Washington Post this past weekend, which gave rise to the current firestorm. Of those, one, Robert Novak, published the leak. It appeared in his July 14th column on Ambassador Joseph Wilson's mission to Niger. The law was written to avoid conflict with the First Amendment. The leaker of classified information is culpable. The publisher is not. To discuss the issues involved for journalists, we turn to Michael Gettler, ombudsman for the Post. And Gettler says, though reporters must be careful, in this case, printing the leak does not make Novak an accessory to a crime.
I don't believe so in this case. The problem really is for the government in this case to police its own employees. The reporter, I believe, and the news organization certainly has a responsibility to be quite careful and not revealing anything that is truly harmful to the national interest or harmful to the life of an individual.
But in this case, the law is clear. It's a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison for someone with authorized access to classified information to identify an intelligence officer.
Right. Well, that's a problem for the leaker. I think it is. It should not be a problem for the journalist.
This is not something, though, that the paper is wringing its hands over. I mean, I when we talk about there's legal responsibilities are one thing. There's also a moral responsibility. Trust is very important.
I agree with that. I think most people understand that the obligation to keep an agreement with a source on confidentiality is a principal tenet of journalism. And that if you don't do that, you simply will not have people talk to you or have access to people with information that may well need to be out there if they're not absolutely confident that the sources will not be disclosed.
If reporters, particularly reporters covering the White House, received these calls and agreed to keep this information confidential, if they cover the White House, is there not a responsibility for them to explore the fact that the administration was allegedly trafficking in this information and to explore whether that kind of conduct was acceptable?
I think there absolutely is. On the one hand, it would seem a positive thing that these 6 reporters who were called and didn't use the information didn't use it because presumably they sensed that there was another agenda going on here. On the other hand,
should they not have then explored,
right.
If that didn't pass the smell test, why didn't they then explore that conduct?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think they should have. I mean, it seems to me that somebody should have done a story without the name of, obviously, the ambassador's wife, that people were trafficking in information that seemed to be disparaging or discrediting Ambassador Wilson and come as close as possible to describing what was being trafficked here. I think there should have been stories on this. There should have also been more coverage after the Novak column.
Michael, you'll be writing a column about this that will appear in the Sunday paper. You have a few days to go before you actually hit the send button, but can you give us a hint of what we might see?
Well, you're helping me, actually, because, you know, I've just been thinking about this, and I think my bottom line would be the subject of the Novak column was a perfectly legitimate subject. The spouse of the ambassador were in some way involved in his selection for that particular mission. What was not legitimate, and I think was a mistake on Bob Novak's part, was to use her name. There was no reason to do that, and it is very dangerous to do that.
Michael Gettler, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Michael Gettler is the ombudsman for the Washington Post.